You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Wednesday, the California Department of Justice announced the first public enforcement action under the California Consumer Privacy Act. Here are the edited words of California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Our data privacy team fights to protect consumers and their data. Their efforts have never been more important because, as we all know, data is power. And these days, everyone wants it. Corporations collect and sell troves of your data in order to know intimate details about your life on a scale we couldn't have imagined, not even 20 years ago. Your online habits and locations are constantly tracked. Your behaviors and interests are identified. The prenatal vitamins you put in your shopping cart, the online search you just made, where you live, where you shop, your age, your gender, sexual orientation. Some of the most intimate details about your life are being harvested by companies and third parties that install tracking software on websites to capture your movements online. Some businesses also sell your personal information, including to data brokers without your explicit permission. Again, because data is power. And the more data a company has on you, the more power they have over you, the more they can target you to buy their goods and services, and the more information companies can use to build detailed profiles about you. As the people's attorney, I'm putting power where it belongs, in the hands of the people, not the powerful. At the Department of Justice, we are using California's first in the nation landmark privacy law, the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, to give consumers control over their data. Today, we are taking some big steps to do just that. First, we are announcing a settlement with Sephora, one of the largest cosmetic retailers in the world, to resolve allegations the company illegally sold consumer data and violated CCPA. And second, we are launching a new investigative sweep of businesses failing to process opt-out requests via a user-enabled global privacy control, a browser setting or extension that automatically signals a consumer's privacy preferences. Our settlement with Sephora is the culmination of an enforcement sweep we conducted of online retailers. In our sweep, we found Sephora's actions unacceptable. Sephora failed to disclose to consumers that it was selling their personal information by making this information available online third-party trackers in exchange for benefits like targeted advertising and discounted analytics. Sephora failed to process opt-out requests made via user-enabled global privacy controls like the GPC. And Sephora did not correct these violations within 30-day period currently required under CCPA, even after they were notified that they were in violation. Today, Sephora will pay the price for its alleged misconduct and violations of the law, paying $1.2 million in penalties and being made to comply with important injunctive terms. Specifically, Sephora must clarify its online disclosures and privacy policy to include an affirmative representation that it sells data. It must provide mechanisms for consumers to opt out of the sale of personal information, including via the global privacy control. It must conform its service provider agreements to the CCPA's requirements, and it needs to provide updates and reports to us, to my office, to ensure the compliance of these terms. But today isn't only about Sephora. Today's settlement should send a strong message to businesses about the California DOJ's ongoing efforts to enforce the CCPA. That's why, in addition to this settlement, we have also sent notices to a number of businesses alleging noncompliance relating to their failure to process consumer opt-out requests made via user-enabled global privacy controls. Our message is clear. Comply with the law because consumers have the right to opt out of sale. Global privacy controls are powerful tools. They allow consumers to opt out of all online sales in one fell swoop. by using a browser or software extension to broadcast a do not sell signal across every website they visit without having to click on an opt-out link each time, one by one. Under the CCPA, businesses must treat these opt-out requests the same as requests made by users who have clicked the do not sell my personal information link. The businesses that receive letters today have 30 days under the law to cure the alleged violations or face enforcement action from my office. Today's settlement with Sephora makes clear we will not hesitate to enforce the law. It's time for companies to get the memo, protect consumer data, honor their privacy rights. It's really quite simple and very straightforward. Especially with the CCPA's notice and cure provision expiring at the end of this year, the kid gloves are coming off. My office will not hesitate to protect consumers. The California Department of Justice is watching, and we will hold you accountable. It's been more than 2 years since the CCPA went into effect, and businesses' right to avoid liability by curing their CCPA violations after they are caught is expiring. There are no more excuses. Follow the law, do right by consumers, process opt-out requests made via user-enabled global privacy controls. Straightforward, it's simple. Because again, data is power, and power always belongs with the people.